O Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off. This is Guru Arjan's Bhajan, Dardashana Deka Jivana Guru Dera, page 175. O my Lord, listen to this prayer. Give me your nam and make me your disciple. O giver, Lord, keep me in your refuge. Rare are the ones who get the grace of the Master. O my Lord, my friend, listen to this request. May your lotus feet dwell within my heart. Nanak makes one request. May I never forget your perfect qualities. O Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off. Dardashana Deka Jivana Guru Tera, page 175.
Dardashana Deka Jivan, Dardashana Deka Jivan, Guru Tera. Puran karam hoy prabhu mera darshan dekh jeevan darshan dekh jeevan guru tera Puran karam hoy prabhu mera ebnahanti sunu prabhu mere ebnahanti sunu prabhu mere Deo naam kari apne chare Deo naam kari apne chare Darshan dekh jeevan darshan dekh jeevan guru tera puran karam hoy prabhu mera apne sharan rakho prabhu daate apne sharan rakho prabhu daate gur prasad kine berle jate Guru Prasad kine verle jate Darshan dekh jeevan Darshan dekh jeevan Guru tera Puran karam hoy prabhu mera suno bina prabhu mere mita suno bina prabhu mere mita sharan kamala sa mere chita sharan kamala sa mere chita Darshan deka jivan, Darshan deka jivan, Guru tera. Puran karo mohoye, Pramo mera. Nana ke ke kare ardasa, Nana ke ke kare ardasa, Bizar nahi puran gunatasa, Bizar nahi Puran gunatasa darshan dek jivan darshan dek jivan guru tera puran karo mahaye Prabhu mera.
Nanak makes one request. May I never forget your perfect qualities. O Master, I live by having your darshan. O Lord, may my karmas be completely paid off. And we have an announcement about next Saturday's retreat in remembrance of the life of Baba Sawan Singh Ji. That's Saturday, April 2nd. This will be both an in-person retreat and will be Zoomed at the same time. And the schedule and the links will be posted on the ashram website and sent out via email tomorrow. And it is mud season here in Sanbrton. And both Osgood and Ashram Road are in pretty poor condition in places. Next Friday, we will put a message on the ashram answering machine about the condition of the road. Now, the ashram won't be hosting overnight guests, but meals will be served for those who attend for the retreat program during the day. So that we can know how many to expect, please let us know by the end of the day, this Wednesday, if you plan to attend. And also note, this is our first in-person retreat since the pandemic started. And we are judging it to be safe at this point. And that's because we are implementing some preventive steps that everyone needs to follow while they are here. And all of those steps are included in the email being sent out. So please read it carefully and be ready to pay close attention to each point. And we are grateful to the Master Power for this opportunity to sit together in sweet remembrance. All right, we will continue in a satsang that we began last week, called He Came to Make Us Satsangis. And this is from the July 1972 Satsandesh magazine. So continuing, Master says, all of us have a divine spark. Azur used to say that the Master does not add anything from outside. He shows us the way to our ultimate goal. Not only that, he demonstrates how we can get the inner contact by withdrawing us from the intellectual and sensual planes. This greatest gift only a saint can give. Only such a soul is fit to be called a saint. Mazur had the capacity, competency, to extricate us from the meshes of mind and matter and to lift our souls above body consciousness, even by a mere glance of his grace. Swamiji says, only the all-powerful master can pull the soul up. Anyone with a little training can give a religious discourse or explain esoteric methods. But to impart a practical spiritual experience is the work of a competent master. Mazur revealed the truth within us. Who was he really? A God-man alone can truly understand a God-man. Whether he was the embodiment of God or God himself, whether he was one of the two or both in one, this is beyond our comprehension. We could know him only to the extent that he chose to reveal himself to us. At times, he did reveal himself to the people in various ways. Some of these incidents are well known. There's nothing strange about them. The same God power is still working. It is very much within us and is protecting us. When I was a student, I saw a man showing feats of hypnotism. He hypnotized a small boy and invited questions from the audience in any language, and the boy answered them in the same language. Guru Har Krishan Ji, the eighth guru of the Sikhs, was about 9 years old when a priest asked him, "How is it that your name includes both Hari, or God, and Krishan, that is Lord Krishna? If you're really as great as Hari and Krishan, I challenge you to compete with me in interpreting the Shastras in Sanskrit." Guru Har Krishan Ji called an illiterate waterman who happened to be passing by that way. Touching his shoulder with his stick, the guru asked him to have a debate with the learned priest. The waterman interpreted the Sanskrit Shastras with such profound knowledge that the priest was amazed and begged the guru for forgiveness. These incidents seem strange, but these are no miracles. They are according to the laws of nature, not known to us. Such incidents are not uncommon in the lives of great souls. Shamas Tabriz wished a dead body to come alive in the name of God. It had no effect. But when he asked the dead person to get up in his own name, there was an immediate response, and the dead body started pulsating with life once again. Maulana Rumi says, "A God-man has the power to retrieve from midway an arrow shot even from heaven." Speaking for the great souls, the Maulana asked, "Do they claim to be on an equal footing with God?" And he himself answered, "No, they are the beloved children of God. All the commitments of a loving child are honored by the Father." Great souls are capable of doing anything, for it is indeed the God power that works on the human pole in the garb of a master. Mazur came here to unite humanity with truth. To accomplish this mission, he granted us some capital of inner contact. That initial capital is to be developed and enlarged gradually. One does not reach the goal the very first day of initiation. Time factor is necessary. And where the world's philosophies end, their true religion starts. After initiation, a spiritual aspirant should mold his life according to the master's instructions. The principles explained to you in satsangs should be adopted in practice. One who observes nonviolence in thought, word, and deed is truly a great man. Remember that actions speak louder than words. If you cultivate the habit of speaking truth, people around you will act likewise. Thoughts are more potent than words, and even stronger than action. We are a conscious entity, and God is superconscious. We are self, and God is over self, a veritable ocean of all consciousness. And we are a drop of it. God is the supreme power and is capable of creating millions of Brahmans or universes. Being of the essence of that mighty power, can't we create even a city? Certainly we can. Great souls always tell us that we are micro gods. It is our utter ignorance about our own self that stands in the way. Now, lines from the hymn. As I said when we started last week, I believe that this is a hymn of Master Kripal himself. So, lines from the hymn. One whose practical life is exemplary is my true disciple. He is like my master, and I am prepared to be his devotee. The conduct of a disciplined initiate should reflect the greatness of his master. During the Muslim period in India, whenever a Sikh would give evidence in a court of law, it was taken for granted that he wouldn't tell a lie. Similarly, if any of Hazur's disciples happened to appear before the court, he was never doubted because he was a disciple of Hazur. Your actions should demonstrate that you are a true disciple of a great soul. An unworthy disciple brings a bad name to his master. To go to a great soul and not follow his teaching is to demean him. Christ said, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." We are no doubt proud of the great soul who initiated us, but is he proud of us? One who lives up to his master's expectations is a true disciple. Mahatmas always say that an ounce of practice is more than tons of theory. Mere theoretical knowledge without practice is of no avail. Sheikh Sadi has said that a learned but impractical man is like an ass loaded with a heap of books. Guru Amar Das was once asked about the fate of impractical people. He said that they We're like a spoon immersed in pudding, but never tasting it. Such is the fate of those who are always busy in intellectual wrangling. We know how to preach to others, but not to ourselves. We do listen to the Mahatmas, mostly to forget whatever they tell us, or to obtain knowledge which may help us in posing like a saint. And what is real listening? It is to abide by the words of the perfect master. You must have heard about the five Pandava princes of Mahabharata epic. They were sent to their teacher, Dronacharya, for their early education. The first lesson was to speak the truth. The next day, the teacher asked them if they had learned their lesson. All except Yudhishthira said that they had. Yudhishthira had not even turned up at all. The guru was told that Yudhishthira had yet to learn his lesson. For several days, Yudhishthira did not go to the guru. Only after he had learned the lesson in the real sense did he go to Dronacharya and respectfully told him that he had now learned the lesson. He solemnly declared that he would speak the truth all his life. And he did. If you act on what you are told, one satsang is sufficient for your salvation. And from the hymn, we intend to reach the goal, but we do not know how to tread the right path. We only know how to preach and not how to practice. Azur was a strict disciplinarian. We have complete faith in his competency. A single glance of his grace was sufficient to emancipate anyone. All that is here now is undoubtedly Hazur's unmeasurable grace. He used to say, "He who is learned while alive will be learned after death. And he who is illiterate now, how can he become a scholar when he is dead?" Bharat, or India, is named after King Bharata. He was an ascetic himself. He renounced everything and lived in seclusion for meditation. There, he reared a little deer after the mother deer had died. By constant companionship, Bharata developed affectionate love for his pet, so much so that he used to think of him all the time. One day, the young deer disappeared. Bharata could not bear the pangs of separation and died soon thereafter. Consequently, he had to be reincarnated as a deer and is known as Jar Bharata. As you think, so you become. The idea of self-introspection, or keeping a diary, is to judge your own actions. I prescribed it after very careful consideration. I, too, kept a diary in my early life. If a dacoit like Valmiki can become a Mahatma, so can you. A bandit named Udham Singh came under Hazur's influence and was completely transformed. Some bandits are being initiated even now. And I'll mention that in the old days when we used to watch the 8mm movies here in the hall on Saturday nights, often there was a movie shown that had a elderly gentleman who was walking around by the master, who apparently was a Sevadar there. And Russell often used to mention that man used to be a dacoit. He used to be a robber and a killer, and now he's initiated. So it happens. Some bandits are being initiated even now. Nam is a great blessing. Mere intellectual accomplishments are futile as far as attaining salvation is concerned. Kabir says very definitely, do not be carried away by chanting of the scriptures, the singing of holy verses, or listening to sermons. The way of the saints is something different. It can be found only through self-analysis. King Ravana was a scholar of all the Vedas and Shastras. But despite that, he's known for his wickedness. And what are we doing? Acting, posing, false propaganda will not take us anywhere near our real goal. We can dupe all, but not God. He is omnipresent. From the time of initiation on, the master remains a constant, invisible companion of the initiate and watches all his actions. The master knows everything about his disciples. So it is futile to conceal anything from the master. Hazur used to give us simple examples to make us understand the various aspects of spirituality. Once, Yusuf went to Queen Zulakan, who wanted to fulfill her sensual desire. I believe that Yusuf is the character that we call Joseph in the Bible. When Yusuf asked her why she did, once Yusuf went to Queen Zulakan, who wanted to fulfill her sensual desire, she first covered the idol that she worshipped. When Yusuf asked her, why did she do that? She said she didn't want her deity to see their unholy act. Yusuf exclaimed, but my Lord is omnipresent, and no actions of ours are hidden from him. Hazur used to say, we hesitate to do a wrong thing in the presence of a little child. Do we not realize that God within us is watching all our actions? Once initiated by a competent master, a spiritual aspirant is never forsaken by the master until he is taken to the kingdom of God. And we will leave off at that point. And this is a talk that Sanchi gave at the Underground Room at 16 PS, March 31st, 1984. And this is in the February 1999 Santpani magazine. And Sanchi says, almost all of you have been to this place. I have not kept this place open as a ritual, and I do not want to perform this as a rite and ritual. Not everyone gets the good fortune of seeing this place. It is not like this, that if anyone wants to visit this place, we throw the doors open for him, and he can go inside the underground room and see it. For this place, up until now, we have maintained the commandments of Master Kripal. And even now we are maintaining them. It was his will, and it was his orders, that only the dear ones, only those dear ones who come here for doing the meditation, and only those who meditate for a week or for 10 days should be allowed to see this place. So that is why, even though almost all of you may have been to this place, again, this place is open so that you can go inside this place and get the inspiration. In our life, we get few opportunities to see such places where some soul has done the devotion of the Lord, where some soul has surrendered himself to the Master, and where God Almighty has showered his grace and has brought coolness to the heated heart of a soul. We get very few such opportunities in our lifetime, and when we get special opportunities, we should take advantage of them. We should get the inspiration from such places for doing the devotion of the Lord in the same way as that soul who has done the devotion in this place. In the beginning, I came to this place only with orders of Master Kripal, and I made this place with his orders. When I was about to go into this place for doing the devotion, for doing the meditation, I made this prayer to Almighty Lord Kripal. O Lord, since my childhood, I have not sought the support of anyone, neither of my mother nor of my father, nor did I seek the support of any of my brothers and sisters. I always looked to you for support. Even now, I have only your support. So I am going inside this room to do the devotion of God, having your support. And with your grace and help, I pray that you should save my honor. You should protect my honor, and you should make me successful in the job for which I am going inside this place. Master always used to say that when the disciple performs his duty, then the master also performs his duty. It means that all those who do the devotion of God, obeying the commandments of the master, all their desires are fulfilled, and master opens his door for them. So that is why when we go into this place, we should get the inspiration to do the meditation. Because when we do our job, the Master is not unjust. He will also do his job. He will also shower his grace on us if we do our part. Often I've said that there are some souls who come into this world from their real home, fully prepared. But even after coming to this world, they work hard in their meditation, and they suffer a lot. And why do they do so? Only so that they can demonstrate to the other people that without working hard in the devotion of God, they will not achieve success. That is why, even though they are fully prepared before coming into this world, still they work very hard and suffer a lot, so that they can demonstrate to the other people. There are some other souls who come into this world and who are prepared in this world with the grace of the Master. Those who work hard and obey the commandments of the Master and mold their lives according to the instructions of the Master and with the grace of the Master have prepared themselves, they have become perfect in this world. Often in the satsang it is said that no doubt Master is such a power which cannot be measured, because he has come into this world with a lot of grace. And he comes into this world to give a lot of grace to everyone who goes to him. But we cannot get the grace from him. We cannot get more grace from him if it is not written in our fate. Only because of our pre-written fate and our past karmas do we come into contact with such a master. And only because of our fate and our karmas do we get the grace from him. No doubt, the grace which he has brought is unlimited. It never comes to an end. But unless it is written in our fate that we cannot go, but unless it is written in our fate, we cannot go and get the grace of the Master. So that is why Sufi Saint Sheikh Farid says, "There are some people who are given the wisdom by God himself. There are some people who get the wisdom when somebody else gives it to them. And there are some people in this world who do not accept any wisdom from anyone. Their condition is like the water on the stone." You know that no matter how much water you put on a stone, the stone will not absorb that water. In the same way, there are some souls who come into this world who are given the wisdom of realizing God by God himself. They have this wisdom, that they do not have to make themselves dirty in the passions and in the worldly things. That is why they know what their job is. And right from the beginning, they always go on doing the devotion of God. There are some other souls who come into this world and go to the satsang and obey the commandments of the Master and keep their lives pure. And they do the devotion of God and become successful. But we, the worldly souls, are like those people who are the stone in the water. We do not absorb anything, no matter how much the Master tells us in the satsang. Because we have made our minds like that stone which doesn't absorb any water. That is why, no matter how much Master explains to us in the satsang, we do not even absorb a single thing that he tells us. So I hope that all of you will receive the inspiration from this place and that you will remember this holy place. It will be beneficial to you because Master Kripal was great and he is still great. In the past, we used to get a lot of grace from him, and even now he's showering his grace on us. In fact, I would say that now his grace is coming more, because when the saints or masters are living in the physical plane, in the physical body, they have to attend to so many other worldly responsibilities. Many works have been given to them, such as doing the satsangs for the dear ones, and answering their letters, and doing many other jobs on the physical plane. But when they go back from the physical plane, back to Satchkhand, they do not have to do all these other outer things. So that is why they put all their energy into showering grace on the dear ones. Often I have said that the present will of Kripal, which is working through Ajaib, knows only to give. And God Almighty has made him only to give the grace of Nam. And that is why he's giving out the riches of Nam with both his hands. But now it depends on the yearning and the devotion of the dear ones. No doubt he's ready to give the riches of Nam with both his hands, but it all depends upon the vessels and the receptivity of the dear ones. He wants to give to everyone, but it depends on the yearning and the receptivity and the vessels of the dear ones. I've often said that I did not ask any questions from my master. It was only because of my receptivity that I could understand that he had come into this world to shower all his grace on me. That is why I did not ask him any questions. Neither did I ask him anything of the world. I used to tell him, "People ask for the milk, they ask for the children. They ask for respect and honor in this world. But I want only your darshan." I didn't care for myself as much as my master cared for me. This is true, that as long as we go on saying that we care for ourselves, we do not get the complete protection of the master, because we still think that we are taking care of ourselves. But when we surrender ourselves to the master, all our worries become his worries, and then he takes care of us, and he protects us. As long as a child is understanding that he is capable of taking care of himself, and as long as he doesn't rely on the parents, as long as he does not surrender himself to his parents, the parents also remain busy doing their work, and they do not pay complete attention to the child. But as soon as the child starts crying and calls for help, the mother at once comes running, leaving all her work behind. So that is why when we surrender ourselves completely to the master, then master comes running and he takes care of us. But here again, if we have surrendered everything to the master, he will take care of us and we don't have to worry about anything. Even in this thought, there is confusion. Because one part of our within says, "All right, we will surrender everything to the master. We have surrendered everything to the master, and now it is all his job." But the other part of our within is tempted to indulge in the worldly pleasures. It is attracted to the dirty things in this world. So this is not possible. When we have surrendered our mind and body and soul to the master, tell me, what is left behind? So surrender means complete surrender of body, mind, and soul. When we have given everything to the master, then we do not have the right to use any of the things which we have given to him for our own use. And then we do not need to get dirty. We do not need to even think about getting dirty in the worldly pleasures. And that concludes that underground talk. And our tape is the third of the series of talks that Sanchi gave here at Santpani in July of 1980. This one was called The Sight of the Perfect Jeweler. These are the commentaries on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Das.
Slok Mahalla Chautha Sat Gur Tarpin Tarm Hai को बीजेते फल पाए सतगुर धरती धर्म है तिस विच जिहा को बीजेते फल पाए गुर सिखी अमृत बीजिया फल हरे पाए
ओ परमात्मा ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਜੱਦੀ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਜਾਇਦਾਦ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸਭ ਕੌਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਮੁਲਕਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਧਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੈ, ਹਰ ਧਰਮ, ਹਰ ਮੁਲਕ, ਹਰ ਵਰਗ ਦਾ ਆਦਮੀ, ਔਰਤ ਜਾਂ ਮਰਦ, ਸਭ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸਭ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਹੱਕਦਾਰ ਹੈ।
ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਦ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਆਫ ਐਨੀ ਵਨ, ਹੀ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਸ ਟੂ ਐਵਰੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ, ਹੀ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਸ ਟੂ ਐਵਰੀ ਰਿਲੀਜਨ, ਹੀ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਸ ਟੂ ਐਵਰੀ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਵੈਦਰ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਨ ਔਰ ਵੁਮਨ, ਵੈਦਰ ਹੀ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਸ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਕੰਟਰੀ ਔਰ ਦੈਟ ਕੰਟਰੀ, ਔਰ ਵੈਦਰ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਲੋਅਰ ਕਲਾਸ ਔਰ ਅਪਰ ਕਲਾਸ, ਦੇ ਆਲ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਰਾਈਟ ਟੂ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਹਿਮ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਭੇਜੇ ਹੋਏ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸਭ ਕੌਮਾਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
Masters are sent by God and that is why they also belong to every religion.
Mahatma vi sanu samjhaunde hai ke satguru jo hai oh tarti di tarah hai, jis tarah tarti de andar koi kanak beeje, koi kamad beeje, koi mirch beeje, jo kuch koi beejda hai oh sab onu phal milda hai.
Masters make us understand that satgurus are like the earth or the soil, and as you know that if you sow sugarcane in the soil, in the land, or if you sow chilies, or if you sow wheat, anything you sow, you will reap only that. In the same way, whatever feelings you have for the master, you get its fruit according to your feelings.
Mahatma sanu aake samjhaunde hai ke jaisa tusi karm karoge waisa tusi bhogoge, jo bijoge so ugega.
Masters tell us that whatever karma you will do, you will have to suffer or enjoy the reaction of them. Whatever you will sow, that will be grown and you will have to reap that.
Mircha beej ke kade assi utho kamad nahi kat sakde, kamad beej ke assi kade mircha nahi kat sakde.
We cannot harvest sugar cane after sowing the chilies, in the same way we cannot harvest chilies by sowing sugar cane.
Farid sahib kende hai lode daakh bajoriyan kikkar beeje jatt handa unk taen da painda lode pat.
Kabir sahib says that if the farmer sows the dirt, if the farmer sows the useless bush and he expects to harvest the sugar cane, he cannot do that because whatever you sow, that you will reap.
Lekin satguru jo tarti tarmdi hai, jehde sikh hai sevak hai usde, oh hamesha ohde vich amrit beejde hai aur amrit da phal hi utho prapt karde hai. Kya oh naam di kamai karde hai, satsang karde hai, is vaste unhan nu acha phal milda hai.
But sadguru, which is the soil or land of religion, whatever you sow in that, you get that. And gurumukhs always sow the nectar in that, means that they sow the nectar of naam in that, and that is why they get to drink that nectar of naam.
ਫਰੀਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਸੱਕਰ, ਖੰਡ, ਨਵਾਤ, ਗੁੜ, ਮਾਖੋ, ਮਾਝਾ, ਦੁੱਧ, ਸਭੇ ਵਸਤੂ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ, ਰੱਬ ਨਾ ਪੁੱਜਣ ਤੁੱਧ।
ਫਰੀਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ੂਗਰ, ਰੌਕ ਕੈਂਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਦਰ ਸਵੀਟ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਹਨੀ ਐਂਡ ਅਦਰ ਆਲ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਵੀਟ, ਬਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਔਰ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਮੋਰ ਸਵੀਟਰ ਦੈਨ ਦਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਨੋ ਅਦਰ ਸਵੀਟ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਕੈਨ ਕੰਪੀਟ ਇਟ।
ਓਨ ਹਾਲਤ ਪਾਲਤੇ ਮੁਖ ਉਜਲੇ ਹਰ ਦਰਗਹਿ ਸੱਚੀ ਪੈਨਾਏ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਜੋ ਨਾਮ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਆਪਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਪੰਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਇੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਸੁਖੀ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਾਲ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਬਤੀਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਅੱਗੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਦਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਨਮਾਨਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਮੇਕ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਦੇਅਰ ਸੋਲ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਕਲਚਰਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਈਂਡ, they live very happily and comfortably in this world, and when they leave this world and go to the court of Lord, there also they are welcomed and God honors them.
Ik na andar khote nit khote kamave oh jeha bije teha phal khaye jan satgur saraf ਨਦਰ ਕਰ ਦੇਖੈ ਸਵਾਲ ਗੀਰ ਸਭ ਉਗੜਿਆ।
ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਵੀ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਕਈ ਦੇਖਾ ਦੇਖੀ ਵੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂਸ ਡੀਅਰ ਸੋਲਸ, ਲਵਿੰਗ ਸੋਲਸ ਕਮ ਐਂਡ ਮੋਰ ਓਵਰ ਮੈਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਸੋਲਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਕਮ ਜਸਟ ਬਾਈ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ।
ਮਾਨ ਸਰੋਵਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਗਲੇ ਵੀ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ, ਹੰਸ ਵੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ, ਹੰਸ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਹੀਰਾ ਮੋਤੀ ਚੁਗਦੇ ਆ, ਬੱਗੇ ਵਿਚਾਰੇ ਬਗਲੇ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਡੱਡਾਂ ਪਾਲਦੇ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉੱਥੇ ਡੱਡਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਦਾਸ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਨ ਸਰੋਵਰ ਔਰ ਦ ਪਿਓਰ ਪੂਲ ਦ ਸਵਾਨਸ ਗੋ ਦੇਅਰ ਐਸ ਵੈਲ ਐਸ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੇਨਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਗੋ ਦੇਅਰ। ਸਵਾਨਸ ਗੋ ਦੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਪਰਲਸ, ਬਟ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੇਨਸ ਗੋ ਦੇਅਰ ਫਾਰ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਫਿਸ਼, ਬਟ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਫਿਸ਼ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਡਿਸਅਪੁਆਇੰਟਡ।
ਜਿਹੜੇ ਐਸੇ ਜੀਵ ਮਨ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਵੀ ਚਿਰ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਰਹਿਣ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਰੁਚੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਬਗਲੇ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਉਸ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਚਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਬੂਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਸੱਚ ਸੋਲਸ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਦ ਸਲੇਵ ਆਫ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਸ, ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਸਪੈਂਡ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਟਾਈਮ ਦੇਅਰ, ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਕ੍ਰੇਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਸ ਦ ਲਵਿੰਗ ਸੋਲਸ ਡੂ।
ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਜੋ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਅੱਛੇ ਸਰਾਫ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਉਹ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਐਸੇ ਜੀਵ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਗਏ ਆ, ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਐਸਾ ਕੌਤਕ ਰਚਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਐਸੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਜੀਵ ਖੋਟੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਅਲੱਗ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਦ ਸਾਈਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਸਾਈਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਜੂਲਰ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਲ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ ਐਂਡ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਦੈਰ। ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਸੱਚ ਸੋਲਸ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਸਪੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦੈਰ ਸਤਸੰਗ, ਦੈਨ ਦੇ ਪਰਫਾਰਮ ਵਨ ਔਰ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਵਿਚ only the dear souls remain in the satsang, whereas the other people start having they don't have love for the master after that and they go away from the satsang.
Hazrat Bahu kehnda hai tumme tarbooj kade na hunde chahe tode tod makke le jaiye hu, khare khu mithe na hunde chahe 100 mana gud paiye hu.
Hazrat Bahu says that the bitter squash will never turn into the watermelon, no matter if you take that to the Mecca, to the holy place. In the same way, even if you go on putting millions of tons of sugar in the salt well, but still the water will not turn sweet.
Agre de andar jad bahut sariyan makhiyan ikatthiyan hoiyan kyunki premi langar taiyar karde hunde sige, shehar ch logan ne aake kha jana. Swami ji Maharaj ne kiha ki inna makhiyan nu kiven dur kariye. Ik din Swami ji Maharaj ne pani di kurli munh de vich bhar liandi, lokan de samne ਖਾਣੇ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਡੋਲ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਹੁਣ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਦਿਨ ਨੂੰ ਧੰਨ ਪਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਬਣ ਗਈ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦੇਖਾ ਦੇਖੀ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਜੂਠਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਖਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਦੀ 100 ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਚੱਲੀ, ਹੁਣ ਤੱਕ ਤੁਰੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਅਜੇ ਵੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਵੇਲੇ ਵੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਰਹੇ, ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਵੇਲੇ ਵੀ, ਹੁਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਲੰਗਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੂਠਾ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ।
ਇਨ ਆਗਰਾ ਵੈਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਆਫ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਮੈਨੀ ਫਲਾਈਜ਼ ਔਰ ਮੈਨੀ people started coming, those who were not supposed to be there, they would come to eat the food and do other things, and the dear ones would work very hard for making food, and they would come from the city and eat that food, and still they would have no faith in the master. So in order to remove those flies, once Swamiji Maharaj took some water in his mouth and he spit that water in the langar, on the langar which was made for the dear ones. It was a blessing, and they thought that it is the most fortunate day when the master has contaminated all the food and he has made this prasad, he has made this blessed food. But the other people, those who didn't have any faith in the master, they felt very bad and they said that, what is the use of coming to this place where we are fed the contaminated, the dirty food? And they left. And that thing, now also people say that, they used to say when Master Savan Singh was alive, that no need to go there because he will give you the dirty food to eat. And now also people say that we not bless the food, but we contaminate the food. So masters do such things to keep the flies out of their satsang.
And we will close our satsang with Guru Arjan's bhajan on page 171. Apane sevaka ki ape rake. The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on Nam. Where the work of his servant is, he goes there to do it. Taking his servant near, he shows the kingdom of God. Whatever the servant asks of his master, that is done instantly. I sacrifice myself on that servant whom God likes. By hearing of his glory, the mind gets pleased. And Nanak says, God also becomes pleased with him. The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on Nam. Apane sevakaki ape rake. Page 171.
Apane sevakaki ape rake. अपने सेवक की आपे राखे आपे नाम जपावे आपे नाम जपावे अपने सेवक की आपे राखे अपने सेवक की आपे राखे आपे नाम जपावे आपे नाम जपावे जे जे काज कीरत सेवक की जे जे काज कीरत सेवक की तहा तहा उतदावे तहा तहा उतदावे अपने सेवक की आपे राखे अपने सेवक की आपे राखे आपे नाम जपावे आपे नाम जपावे निकट होए दिखावे सेवक को निकट होए दिखावे सेवक को निकट होए दिखावे निकट होए दिखावे जो जो काहे ठाकुर पी सेवक जो जो काहे ठाकुर पी सेवक तत्काल होए आवे तत्काल होए आवे अपने सेवक की आपे राखे अपने सेवक की आपे राखे आपे नाम जपावे आपे नाम जपावे तिस सेवक की हो बलिहारे तिस सेवक की हो बलिहारे जो अपने प्रभु बावे जो अपने प्रभु बावे तिस की सोए सुनी मने हरिया तिस की सोए सुनी मने हरिया तिस नानक परसने आवे नानक परसने आवे अपने सेवक की आपे राखे अपने सेवक की आपे राखे आपे नाम जपावे आपे नाम जपावे
The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on Nam. May God bless us all.